Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving into a story that, on the surface, seems like a simple tale of financial irresponsibility, but as we'll explore, it's much deeper than that. A man confessed on The Ramsay Show that he lied to his girlfriend about his debt, and it really got us thinking about what's truly at stake in these situations.
Absolutely, host. It's easy to focus on the numbers, the credit card statements, the missed payments, but the real issue here, as the Ramsay Show hosts often emphasize, is the breach of trust. When you lie about something as fundamental as your financial situation to someone you're building a life with, the debt itself often becomes secondary to the deception.
That's such a crucial point, co-host. A partnership, especially a romantic one, is built on a foundation of honesty and shared understanding. Operating with a hidden ledger, a secret burden that directly impacts shared futures, creates an immediate disconnect. It makes true intimacy and mutual planning incredibly difficult, if not impossible.
And it's not just confined to romantic relationships, is it? Financial secrecy can permeate any close relationship, family, friends, even business partners. But in a romantic context, where shared dreams, joint goals, and vulnerability are often the very fabric of the connection, the impact is magnified exponentially. The lie isn't just a financial mistake, it's a fundamental betrayal.
Exactly. The Ramsay Show's direct approach often cuts straight to this. They don't just see a person in debt, they see a person who has undermined the trust of their partner. This specific confession resonated because it moves beyond typical financial mismanagement narratives to touch upon character. The lie is the red flag, and the debt is merely the tangible evidence of a more significant underlying issue.
It really does shift the perspective, doesn't it? The solution isn't solely about creating a debt payoff plan. It requires addressing the foundational principles of honesty, integrity, and accountability. These are the cornerstones of any healthy partnership, and when they're compromised, the entire structure is at risk. So, let's start by digging into the psychology behind this secrecy.
The psychology of financial secrecy is fascinating, and often quite complex. Why would someone choose to hide their debt? For many, it's rooted in deep-seated shame. Debt isn't just seen as a financial setback, it's often perceived as a personal failing, a mark of inadequacy or irresponsibility. This perception can be heavily influenced by societal narratives that equate financial success with personal worth.
That fear of judgment from a partner, or even friends and family, can be incredibly powerful. Imagine the internal conflict. You want to present yourself as capable, successful, and in control, but you're simultaneously burdened by a secret that contradicts that image. This creates immense internal dissonance, a chasm between the self you want to project and the reality you're living.
And the Ramsay Show often touches on this shame as a motivator. But it's vital to distinguish between shame that drives positive change and shame that leads to further concealment and isolation. When actions, like accumulating debt, clash with one's self-perception as a responsible individual, cognitive dissonance sets in. To alleviate that discomfort, instead of facing the actions, people might resort to denial or deception.
That lie then becomes a self-preservation tactic, doesn't it? It's a shield to protect against anticipated negative reactions, disappointment, anger, even rejection from their partner. They're trying to maintain the illusion of a stable, debt-free life, even when the reality is quite the opposite. It's a desperate attempt to preserve the relationship or their image within it.
Understanding these psychological roots isn't about excusing the behavior, but about recognizing that the lie is often a symptom of deeper anxieties and fears. This is precisely why the Ramsay Show hosts identify an other problem. They understand that treating only the debt without addressing the underlying reasons for the deception is like treating a symptom while ignoring the disease itself.
That brings us perfectly to our next point, identifying that other problem. When Dave Ramsay and his team say there's more at play than just the debt, they're pointing to a fundamental character flaw or a deeply ingrained behavioral pattern. This pattern enables both the financial mismanagement and the subsequent deception.
And what might these underlying issues be? They could range from a profound lack of integrity, a chronic inability to make sound decisions, pervasive immaturity that prevents taking responsibility, or a consistent pattern of avoiding difficult truths. The Ramsey Show has its own set of guiding principles, often referred to as the Ramsey Rules, which are built on honesty, living within one's means, and taking ownership.
Lying about debt directly violates those core tenets. It demonstrates a failure to be truthful, a failure to live within one's means, and a clear avoidance of responsibility for one's financial actions. It's not an isolated incident, it's a manifestation of a larger issue, showing a willingness to deceive a loved one, which speaks volumes about their commitment to honesty.
We see parallels in other calls to the show, don't we? Financial struggles are often linked to character issues like gambling addiction, impulsive spending driven by emotional needs, or a general distrust of financial planning. The hosts are adept at forcing callers to confront these uncomfortable truths, cutting through excuses to get to the heart of the matter.
Their direct style, while sometimes perceived as harsh, is effective for that very reason. The other problem, therefore, isn't the debt itself, but the underlying character trait, dishonesty, irresponsibility, immaturity, that allowed the debt to accumulate and the deception to occur. This insight is critical because it shifts the focus from merely managing money to transforming the person.
And once that other problem is identified, the focus must shift to rebuilding trust. This is where the journey becomes complex but navigable. For the man in this story, the immediate steps are clear: he must fully own his lie, not just the debt. Complete and unvarnished financial disclosure to his girlfriend is non-negotiable.
Absolutely. No more half-truths or omissions. He needs a concrete, actionable plan to address both the debt and the underlying behavioral issues that led him here. This might involve rigorous budgeting, seeking professional counseling, or adopting entirely new habits of financial discipline and honesty. It's a holistic approach.
And critically, the girlfriend's reaction is paramount. Her response will shape the future of the relationship. She needs to assess the depth of the betrayal and decide if rebuilding trust is even possible or desirable for her. Setting clear boundaries is essential for her own well-being and for the potential future of the partnership.
This isn't about simply forgiving and forgetting. It's about establishing new expectations for honesty and accountability moving forward. The Ramsey Show's debt-free journey, while financial, inherently incorporates trust. A successful debt-free journey requires discipline, honesty, and accountability, qualities that are also essential for healthy relationships.
Strategies for restoring relational trust after financial deception are multifaceted. Transparency must be consistent and unwavering. Every financial decision, every expenditure, needs to be open to scrutiny. This requires immense patience and a sustained commitment to proving that the change is genuine and not just a temporary fix.
Consistency in behavior is the absolute key. Actions must align with words, day in and day out. This process of rebuilding trust can be compared to how organizations recover from integrity breaches. It takes time, a sincere apology, demonstrable changes, and a commitment to ethical practices. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
The long-term implications for the individual are significant. Can he demonstrate a sustained change not just in his financial habits, but in his fundamental character? True financial recovery in this context is inextricably linked to relational and personal integrity recovery. The ultimate success hinges not just on becoming debt-free, but on becoming a person whose word is their bond.
Which leads us to the Ramsey Show's broader philosophy. This confession serves as a powerful teaching moment, emphasizing integrity as the bedrock. Their methodology taps into relatable stories to deliver straightforward, actionable advice. The power of storytelling in financial education, especially with these personal confessions, is immense.
And while the Ramsey approach has its critics, often citing its rigidity, its core message of confronting hard truths for long-term gain is undeniable, especially in cases like this. This call acts as a microcosm of that philosophy, forcing the individual to confront the difficult reality of his deception and its impact on his relationship.
It pushes him toward accountability. The economic implications of widespread financial transparency and accountability are significant, fostering a more stable and trustworthy economic environment overall. But beyond the tangible economic benefits, there's the opportunity cost of prolonged financial deception.
That hidden burden strains relationships and stifles personal growth, diverting mental and emotional energy that could be invested in more productive pursuits. The Ramsey Show, through these stark examples, reinforces a universal principle: integrity is the bedrock of both financial stability and relational well-being. It's a lesson that resonates deeply.
And this isn't just about one man's choices. It reflects a cultural undercurrent where financial vulnerability is often seen as weakness. The pressure to project an image of success can lead to desperate measures, creating a societal trap that ensnares many, not just in romantic relationships but in broader social and professional lives too.
We're bombarded with messages of aspiration, often tied to material possessions, but rarely given a realistic roadmap without shortcuts or deception. When individuals feel they can't meet those external expectations, hiding the reality becomes a seemingly easier, though destructive, path. It's a cycle that's hard to break.
The Ramsey Show's foundational principle of get out of debt and stay out of debt acts as a powerful counter-narrative to this. It champions hard work, delayed gratification, and, crucially, absolute honesty about one's financial situation. They understand that true wealth isn't just about account balances. It's about peace of mind, integrity, and strong, trusting relationships.
And you simply cannot build that foundation on a bed of lies, no matter how well-intentioned they might seem at the time. The debt is the symptom, yes, but the dishonesty? That's the disease that truly threatens to unravel everything. It undermines the very core of what makes a partnership work.
So, to wrap up our discussion on this compelling confession, we've seen how financial deception in relationships goes far beyond mere numbers. It touches upon deep psychological drivers like shame and self-preservation, often pointing to underlying character flaws that the Ramsey Show terms the other problem.
Rebuilding trust after such deception is an arduous journey requiring complete transparency and consistent, honest actions. The Ramsey Show's philosophy, while sometimes seen as rigid, powerfully emphasizes integrity as the bedrock of both financial stability and relational well-being, offering a vital counter-narrative to societal pressures.
And in our summary table, we've highlighted the key factors. For financial deception, the strength is understanding its roots in shame and image, while the challenge is the direct erosion of trust. The other problem offers insight into character flaws but presents a significant challenge in addressing them.
Rebuilding trust's strength lies in transparency and consistent action, but the challenge is the arduous process itself. The Ramsey Show's methodology provides a strong framework but can be seen as rigid. Societal pressures create a challenge by normalizing secrecy, yet also highlight the strength of honesty as a counter-narrative.
Ultimately, the conclusion reinforces that integrity is the true measure of wealth. This entire situation, from the confession to the discussion, underscores that financial health is inextricably linked to personal character and relational honesty. The lie is the disease, and true wealth lies in the integrity to face the truth.
Indeed. And as always, this content is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be taken as financial advice. Always consult a licensed advisor before making investment decisions. Thanks for joining us on the Mbago Media Finance Podcast.
Thank you. We'll see you next time.